Next patient is Patrick Wall. W A L L Wall, Patrick, P A T R I C K. Date of birth is 11/30/1954. And the date of visit 10/24/22. Please make a copy for John Chuning, D.O. Chuning is C-H-E-W-N-I-N-G. Chuning, D.O. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Dear John, thank you for sending Patrick Wall for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 67-year-old white male who has a past history for DVT and pulmonary embolism in 2020, has been on anticoagulation and presently on Xarelto 20 milligrams a day. The patient developed COVID-19 infection in August 2022, and following that has had episodes of wheezing, cough, shortness of breath, and also has had some leg edema. The patient states is the last chest x-ray was more than a year ago, but he did have a CT of the abdomen and pelvis in July 2022, which showed the lower lung zones to have mild bibasilar atelectasis. PFTs were not done. The patient denies, I'm sorry, the patient has been overweight and has obstructive sleep apnea, but has not been able to use a CPAP machine. He has he has been treated for pulmonary embolism and DVT, and he denies leg or calf muscle pains, but has mild leg swelling bilaterally. Next paragraph. Let's see. Past history, the patient's past history includes history of DVT following surgery, including a vasectomy and appendectomy. Yes, he has had a tonsillectomy in 1960. He had bilateral knee meniscus surgery and right wrist reconstructive surgery and trigger finger release. He has diabetes mellitus type 2 and history of sinus disease, degenerative disc disease, and obesity. Next, habits: the patient smoked for approximately 10 years, about 2 packs a day, and quit and alcohol use was rare. He worked as a diplomat and traveled overseas. Next paragraph, allergies to mold and environmental allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of strokes. Mother died of congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, review of systems of patients. No fatigue, fever, or weight loss. He has cataract. And no glaucoma. He has no urinary frequency or flank pain. He has some joint pains and muscle aches. He has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And hay fever. No abdominal pains or reflux, nausea, vomiting. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains and no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, tinnitus, headaches, seizures, numbness of the extremities or skin rash. Next paragraph. Physical exam, medlist included included Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Seguromet 7.5 milligrams BID. Seguromet is SEG LUROMET. Seguromet 7.5 milligrams BID. And next paragraph. Physical exam, this overweight elderly white male with no acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 100, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.2, weight is 238, saturation 96. HEND are non-cephalic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosa, throat was clear. Next, upper numb bruise, thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. With scattered wheezes palatally. Heart, the absence of regular, so less to no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, beats without masses, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus with no gross, no reps, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Skin no lesions. So next paragraph, impression number one. History of pulmonary embolism and hypoxemia. Number two is history of COVID-19 infection with respiratory insufficiency. Number three is diabetes mellitus type 2. And number four is obesity. And number five is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan patient. Patient will get complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CT chest with contrast. And also advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a TSH. A follow-up is at variance in approximately I'm sorry, none. Follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation copy of this for John Chewning, Chewingdo. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk. This is a can you also add, the patient will be given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN for shortest breath. And he will continue using the present medications, including Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily. And Sigurumet, 7.5 milligrams BID. Thank you. Topic for Dr. John Chewning, DO. Let's start this with that.